And press that record button, baby.
Let's have it right. You trying to mug me off?
If you push play, you don't make my ears will hear.
What I want to know is, what makes you think you can come in here and mug me off in front of my pals?
Still driving to get my cock sucked.
1, 2, 3.
I'll eat your ass.
Bit of a mug off, bit of a mug off.
This is the mug off, baby.
Yeah. Welcome back to Good Morning Four States. It is finally Friday morning. Kay Strauss is back with us again from Zip Zap. We thank you for joining us this morning. You've got your hands full of yo-yos right now. You got, what, 4 yo-yos per hand, right?
Right. And what I do is, it's called the Blue Flying Angel.
Okay. Do I need to get out of the way for this?
Yes, you do. you know, what we do, or I'll do is, the kids, I'll get into the room and the kids will be running around and right. They'll be all excited. And so I tried to start things off on their level and try to hook them with something like a rap.
Okay.
So it's, and it's kind of clever because it includes me.
Okay.
This guy's in the office, right?
And it goes, hey, yeah. They're up in the sky. It's the Kay Strauss, the yo-yo guy. And then I do the boo da da ba 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 da 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 ski da 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 ba ba yo yo yo. You know, and I get them going. And I get them into it.
Okay.
And so once I do that, they are ready to learn.
Okay. So you're ready to do the trick that I'm going to get out of the way.
You're ready to learn.
Right, watch this. Go ahead and take it away.
And I usually have like a headpiece for right. this. No, for effect.
Okay.
Because I act like I'm in a Blue Angel.
Okay.
So I say, air traffic control, we are ready for takeoff. All right, 10-4, guys, let's roll. So you get that one going. Oops, lost one. And then we're going and we get worrying.
So he's just like, flinging
right,
yo-yos around.
Yeah. Let's take it down to the ground and we'll get into a Huey.
It's all tangled now.
What should I do?
Yeah, now just spin it around.
All right, everyone. We're going to switch it off here.
Yeah. So like that guy, man, that guy fucking rules. So he just told him that he was a yo-yo expert, mate.
Yeah, he's like a comedian, and then he was like...
They didn't check his credentials
well,
at all.
Well, he went on like a tour of the Midwest, like morning shows. So like they got 3 hours to kill. Like,
man, it's crazy that none of the other shows didn't, like, they didn't see the other, like, man, this guy is not an expert.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I guess, like, no, like, man, we got 3 hours and another show tomorrow. It's like, let's... This guy says he can come on and do some yoga tricks. We can, yeah, that'll take 20 minutes off the program.
He was taking his sweet time, too. Oh, yeah. There's a big run up the hill.
Bro, there's one where he's talking about how he used to be a drug addict and how, like, yo-yo saved him from his life. Like, it's so wild. He's, like, the best. Kay Strauss, I believe.
Check it out.
Man, this guy rules. Welcome back to the Mug Off. This is a, you better believe, a red-hot episode, as ever, joined by a very special guest.
Please welcome the boss, the king, the main man.
Nat Domina.
Ring a ding ding, you've got the king.
Oh no.
There it is.
You stole that off Cole Legacy, who stole that off me.
Yeah, who you stole it from a guy called what?
Fat John. Fat John. Yeah, I stole it off Fat John.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. One I stole from you that is now doing the rounds on a few job sites is when we were all sitting in and then you kind of scrooched over and you said, out of the way, big dick coming through. I told one of my bosses and he's like, he refers to himself as big dick now.
Yeah. Oh, good time. What a time to be alive. We're at a special episode back in Tracksuit Studios. Loving it. It's a great setup.
Did you guys play the wrapping up the top because you knew you had a black guest coming on?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like, you know, new protocols on this side of the desk, baby. It's got to be a little...
And now I shall perform for you, Nat, a rap that I wrote for you.
When the artwork comes out, me and Matt O'Connor will be the only ones with a basketball themed.
Yeah. Yeah, no, yeah, well, we use Wu-Tang, I guess. Like, what about Roots? We could go to the movies Roots.
Woodhead got the best one.
He got Sopranos. Yeah.
Oh, what about the Roots, the actual the band?
Man,
the
we
roots.
Could do the Roots. Yeah, yeah.
Get me his
I thought sword. That's what you were talking yeah. about, either that or just
that's
Root.
What I thought
oh, no, I meant I am Kinta Kunte. My name is Kinta Kunte.
What about that Tom Hanks movie where the guys get on and I'm the captain now?
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the...
Yeah, Captain Phillip.
Captain Phillip.
I thought you meant Punchline.
I think that guy, like, he got like $400 for that movie or something.
Yeah, he rides Ubers now in LA.
Yeah, Grim.
He what?
He drives Uber, I think, in LA.
I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Really?
It's like he got like nominated for an Academy Award, right? Like best supporting actor.
He got $400. Is that like the actual?
It's
amount?
Like he got like a SAG base rate, so like whatever it was.
Like just extra.
I think
rates.
It's like 12 grand, but he was there a month or some shit filming. Yeah. So it probably works out to be like $400 a day or something like. A crazy low amount.
What's up? Like that guy's obviously something about that guy. Like you know what I mean? Like if you can get nominated for an Oscar one movie and then like you're driving an Uber in 2 weeks. Like what did you do, Carl?
It's the same with that fat chick from.
He fucked the volleyball.
Precious
Monique. Yeah, but Monique. She's like she went on like a tour of saying like she didn't. She wasn't gracious in her accept. Like she was walking around being like, "Yeah, hell yeah, I'm in the door now." Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. And then it's like 2 years later, she can't get anything popping, and she's like back on Wendy Williams being like. Yeah. Yeah, I guess Hollywood just don't want black women, huh?
She had like some meltdown. I was like, oh, Dave Chappelle got 20 million. I'm just as, you know.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, she had that big
And brand. I'm like, yeah, all right.
Yeah, like, you know, you wanted to be an actress. Like, I don't know. What the fuck, dude? Monique? Like, what up?
It's a new Hollywood scoop segment we do where we bitch about celebrity.
You got to put on a real gay voice and bring up the topic.
Yeah.
Why do I always have to do the... Hello.
Jerry, the entertainment report.
It's me, Richard, someone from blah, 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 blah. Who's that guy?
Dude, it's Richard Reed or Richard Wilkins.
Richard Wilkins isn't gay.
There's is it Nelson Taylor from, he's my favorite because he's on like Sunrise. And then he's he has a SAG card. So he's always talking about how he's also in SAG.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, yeah, dude, you're also doing the, like you're talking about Brad Pitt right now and like, fuck you, dude.
You ever met someone with one of those Mensa cards?
Yeah.
There was a
Here we go.
There was a
the one you saw was written on a cracker.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, you're really smart, dude. No, there was this comic in Brisbane. He had one and fuck, he didn't mind getting it out.
So he was in Mensa?
Apparently. But it's like, dude, you can just, I think you can just buy it.
Yeah. You shouldn't be able to buy a Mensa.
Well, I mean, you got to pay heaps for it. And then I assume you have to pay like a yearly fee to keep it as well.
Unless it's like the Queensland delegation is like the bar is so low that if you can just speak.
I would love to set up a GoFundMe.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up though. No one cares.
Oh, that might be my favorite drop. Oh, I know like six people that are going to be really, really low.
Yeah, that's not for many people.
Oh, that's a deep.
I knew you'd like it. Oh,
I'm floating. Okay. Like some of the best moments of my life have happened in this studio lately.
Charging $7.50 for a fucking ham cheese croissant.
Oh, this is. Oh,
fucking Jesus Wasp.
Oh man, he went to get sandwiches and we are. Oh, you got me. You got me, you son of a bitch.
He's gonna love that.
Oh.
Eat a pinger. Tell me what you think about. Tell me how life is then.
Oh yeah, we got the soundboard back, baby.
And no one is gonna get like.
Oh. No, but nobody knows what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, who cares? It's worth it. Sometimes you got to just make yourself laugh.
Yeah,
oh,
that's true.
I was cackling in bed. Cut
them up. Yeah, yeah. Oh. So this Mensa cunt, like, could he do math well or?
Who fucking knows? But I was just saying it'd be real funny to like start a GoFundMe to keep your Mensa card.
I'll do all your Sudokus and homework.
I'm a genius, but I'm broke.
I used to know a guy in Melbourne who used to have a Nando's black card.
What is that?
Fuck
mean?
Yeah.
$500 a week on Nando's.
That's not a rapper? Who am I thinking of? He's a Lord of the Fries cunt.
Nah, this is, it's one half of Hamish and Andy.
Oh.
Ooh.
I'm guessing Andy is fat fuck.
Wait, so one of them is doing $500 a week in
Nando's.
In Nando's.
Yeah, well, no. So basically what they used to do was they'd just go down, find a Nando's that sold beers, and they'd just spend a bulkload on food and then the rest would just be all.
Sure. And what's the point of the black card? Just means I can fucking.
It's the novelty of it, you
that's
know.
True,
like it's
yeah.
you know, you hear, oh, he's got a black
Ooh,
card.
Oh, actually,
Ooh.
Put that on the Nando's black.
Oh, that's what Megan Gale was after, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it could be Hamish.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, he's got all that Lego Masters money.
Man, I worry for our culture. It's like, there's a new show and it's Lego.
I know. And like, I saw the trailers and be like, that's going to be a juggernaut. Yeah. And people were like, you're so nuts. And it's like, watch it be a juggernaut. Yeah. It was like, it crushed. It crushed.
Man. Andy's doing like Guess Whom at the Australian Open. Like, he's just playing Guess Who with a bunch of tennis stars.
Oh,
just,
not good. Not good.
He'd be making fucking bank, though.
Yeah, I mean, listen, everyone's happy and making money, but also, like, there's got to be a competitiveness.
Except everyone in this room.
Yeah. Oh, we should be
the
so
real
lucky.
Artists.
All right, so which one of us is doing the Lego show? Which one of us gets the Nando's black card? And which one of us does the Australian Open?
I'm running out the door with the Patreon money in the bag, mate. You're not going to see me one day.
Can I pick my spot? I'm going into the Lego thing, and I'm just kicking the fucking... I'm just kicking the structures.
Calling everyone a nerd.
Yeah, man, I used to do that. Me and my mates used to do that. Remember that Shop Games Workshop? And they play like fucking... What was the game they were
Warhammer?
Playing? Warhammer. And they'd have all their little toys set up. Me and my mates used to go in there and just like... to drag our arms across the table and be like, oh, sorry, man. Was that important? They're like, yes!
That's a 40,000 point army.
Yeah.
Man, I remember one time when I was like... My brother would have just been in like year 7. So he had like his high school mates. And I would have been like in primary school being like, these guys are so cool. And we're just like sitting around playing, like watching anime. Because they're so cool. And then because there was like the family phone was just in my brother's room. Because it used to be like the lounge room. And you just had like, you know, the house phone. So I was just sitting there. Nothing was really happening. And then I watched my brother's friend just pick up the phone, dial a number, and then go, hi, I'm looking for the biggest nerd there. And then just like, and then just hung up the phone. And I was like, what was that? And he was like, I just called Games Workshop. I was like, what happened? I was like, these guys, like, I can't wait to go to high school. I cannot wait.
I was mates with a guy in high school who used to go into Games Workshop. He'd rack the toys and then he'd sell them to the dorks at school.
Oh, good thinking.
And like, man, it's like, it's not even painted, cunt. You got to go home and finish the toy? What are you doing? Dude, you're 16. You smoke billies or something.
Guys, I've hid this from you guys for some time.
Oh, here we go.
But it's time for a confession.
Here we go.
The Jerry you love and know. I used to be a nerd, cunt.
What were you into?
I was a nerd. I was into Pokemon. I had all the cards. This is a story. This is such
how old? You're not a nerd. You were 10.
Yeah, how old
were
you?
Yeah, I was 13 or whatever. Year 7, I was a nerd. And then I blossomed like a beautiful
butterfly. You weren't a nerd. That's it's designed specifically for for young children.
Yeah. Yeah. It felt
6 months
like
of year 7, you're 12 years old.
But get this. This is close.
It's like being 28 and saying you're into cocaine in Sydney. It's like, dude, that's what people do.
Yeah, nose nerd.
Yeah.
Oh, man, there's a couple of big brands.
Yeah, I'm a nose nerd. What about it?
Oh, no.
But
I'll tell you, I'm a nose nerd well into my 30s.
Oh, man.
But check this. Like, in classic fucking the way my life always goes, I got like a fucking hologram Charizard card, limited edition one or whatever. Just had it in like a packet or something at home. Forgot about it. 10 years later, someone tells me it's worth like $20,000 or some shit.
Yeah.
I go to get it.
Your dad traded it for a toolie.
Yeah. I wish. It just like had, because everything I own, I fuck. Like, I've just never had anything nice I've kept.
Yeah.
And I've just I threw it in the fucking drawer. The moisture got to it. It stuck to a card behind it. Worthless. I just got to look at the front of it is perfect. The back is destroyed. So the card's completely worthless. $20,000. I look at $20,000 all the time and I'm like, if only I wasn't.
Yeah, but that's $20,000 if it's well preserved, not if it's got a fucking like.
But all I had to do was not put a card behind it like a fucking retard and it would have been fine. And I'd be so rich right now. I would not be talking to you, Cameron, 100%.
Yeah.
Well, you'd just be $20,000 richer.
Yeah.
Oh, you'd
buy better
time.
Friends. I would not be in this room.
That's true.
Man, with $20,000.
Yeah. I don't know how.
You're
I don't
think
it's slightly better for that. Yeah. You'd be,
walk around like you think you're a socialite with $20,000 in your bank account. Yeah. Like, good on you, man. You could buy a pretty decent used car.
You don't know how society works. I'd spend the $20,000 on a suit and then I'd get a better class of friends just walking around. People would be like,
oh, can you buy me a beer, please? This restaurant's very expensive.
That money's going to run out and you're going to be right back here with the rest of it.
Excuse me, sir. I have no money.
Yeah. You're ditching us on the way up, we'll see you on the way back down.
Yeah, mate. Dude, you circle the drain with us at the end.
Like,
you're still getting
that.
Buried in the same lot, shallow grave that me and Doug are going into. Like, you know, when they
get up, shut the fuck up, shut the fuck up. Though. No one cares.
That's like a masterpiece. That was a masterpiece.
This one, like, I'll stop, but this one fucking always gets
you charging $7.50 for a fucking ham cheese croissant.
Oh.
Oh, fucking Jesus, what?
That's him eating the wasp, bro.
I'm done.
Yeah, brother. I think I might be done. Sorry, can I just, again?
You're charging $7.50 for a fucking ham cheese croissant?
Oh, fucking Jesus wasp.
We're going to have to put that clip up.
Yeah, it's unreal. Yeah,
we will.
It's been taken down.
Has it?
I had to. It took me a long time to find
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I found one audio version of that and I had to chop it. Oh, the video's gone, yeah.
Oh, no.
I texted you about it. I was like, it's fucking gone.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I caught wind of that upswing and fucking views. Yeah.
All views seem to be going to Petersham.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Not all of them.
Yeah, some of them are in Redfern.
What should we get? Should we get into it, Dougie?
Let's get into it, baby. Nat, how are you, mate?
Thanks very for coming along. Thank you guys for having me.
Anytime.
What a nice setup.
Yeah. I wanted.
Yeah.
Classic drop.
I thought that was reserved exclusively for Queensland-related content.
That's true. Yeah, you know what? That's true. I take it back.
Man, I've been to the Golden City.
Yeah. The Golden City. Thank you very much.
Who's calling it that?
Nat.
Yeah, okay. Man.
And I love him for it.
Yeah. Because you're...
Real ones.
You're from the West out here, Nat.
I'm West, baby. Yeah, Perth.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
What's going on over there, you reckon?
Oh, man, the less I think about it, the better, man. I fucking hate that place. I prefer to not think about that place at all.
Yeah, like, we don't. Well, we don't have to bring up anything about your childhood. We're not like.
Can we get into it? You have a crazy childhood.
Yeah, I've got. I grew up in Ethiopia. I mean, I'd rather talk about that. Like,
that's man, fucking wild.
Yeah, that's like Africa's Perth, right?
A lot of jet skis. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Home of the coffee bean.
Home of the coffee bean.
Yeah,
just
man.
Like Perth.
And the original hungry kid, I believe. I remember the ads when I was a kid. It was always, "We're gonna get money to Ethiopia. These kids are hungry."
The famous famine. Yeah. That did not help for my schooling when I came to Australia at all.
Just in time for Starvin' Marvin to be a thing from South Park.
You would have copped heaps of that.
Oh
right?
Man, my history teacher used to have like a caricature, like a drawing of like this skinny African kid leaning over a bowl right next to a photo of Kevin Bloody Wilson.
Really?
Wow.
Man,
Perth was half right.
Perth rules.
Just like the culture we have here is so rich, huh?
Miss Mulligan, I used to do a footy tipping every Tuesday.
The Subiaco kid.
Just because I briefly went to the same school as Nick Natanui.
Did you actually?
Yeah, going to Stirling High School in Midland.
Were you in the same year?
No. He was a few years higher than me.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's a pretty cool claim. Like, I just got like, I don't know, one of the Bali Nine went to my school.
Is that true?
Yeah, Andrew Chan.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Did he get off? Or?
No. Oh, no.
Firing squad for Chan.
Sleeping with the fishes,
I think,
mate.
It might have been, yeah.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah. No one famous ever came out of Windsor and no one ever will.
Yeah.
Fallback for the...
I love this guy.
Pull one out for the homies, you know? Fuck, Andrew Chan.
I'm surprised Duggan didn't dive across the desk to swallow that.
I'll be sucking that out of the car for later.
Oh, wait, that'll be...
There's milk flying everywhere. The fat's leaking the carpet.
Finally, it makes sense.
Oh, I can't find the one where it's like, I'm on the toilet doing my best.
Man, Nick Natanui, huh?
Mm.
Did you know him?
Oh, like he used to come to gigs like at Shapiro Tuesdays in Perth on a few comedians, no?
I reckon that was one of the best rooms in the country.
Oh, it was so sick,
so
yeah.
Good.
So great.
Gone now, unfortunately.
Yeah. Unfortunately gone. But yeah, he used to come down and I met him just like playing pool downstairs. He was just playing
How tall
pool.
Is he? He looks tall.
Man, he's like, massive. He's
like
at least
6'8 or something?
6'7, yeah.
Yeah, he's a ruckman, dude.
Yeah, dude, he's huge.
Not fucking around.
Yeah.
He's probably 2 meters at least.
Dear Lord.
Yeah.
And yeah, you know, the name being Nat, him being Nick Nat, that's carried till now. To this day.
Yeah.
Because you are not that tall.
Nah, but
someone
I got
say
the dreads.
Scrawny. A little weakling.
Who's saying that, Jerry?
A tiny little ant to be squished.
Put a name to it, Jerry. Who's saying that?
It's fucking on.
Bust his ass.
Yeah. Me and Nat didn't get off to the best start when we first met. We got into a fight.
Didn't we?
Did ya?
What happened? Deep breaths. Get out there, chopper.
Man,
I've
forgotten this.
Like, oh, yeah. We patched it up. But I was going crazy because I was over in Perth and I was just staying at an abandoned house.
You're a FIFO worker, right?
No, I was there doing gigs. I had 2 weeks of gigs, but I was meant to be staying with someone, and then that person, I can't say like where it was for reasons, but I was just in a house on my own, and I would do one. There was only Johnny's rooms were, so it was Thursday, Saturday.
Yeah.
And I had that, and they paid really well, so it was like worth going.
Yeah,
the rest of the time I was just sitting around, just walking around. Going nuts.
Yeah.
I think you just said you were just trying to be funny. You just said like some snarky thing on Twitter and I just lost it.
That,
and I was just like, I'm going to fucking find you, Kai. I'm going to fucking throw you across the room. I completely melted down. And then I ran into you in Sydney. You said hi and I'm like, don't fucking say hi to me.
Wait, what the fuck did I say on Twitter?
I think you just called me a cunt or something, but I was like, you were talking to me like you were like good enough friends for me to take it. And you caught me on like a week-long isolation.
Jerry, this is what you do to literally every person you meet the first time.
But it's like, every time I do it to them, I always end up being good friends with them.
Yeah,
but it does work out. I'm always abrasive with people.
Yeah, he's scared to not do it now. He's going to run out of friends if he does it.
You can just buy a few more there, 2K Jerry.
Nah, mate, I can't. The card's destroyed.
Oh, man, I didn't realize that I got you that much.
It's all good.
I mean, I just mean, like, as soon as I meet someone, they immediately come like my best friend, you know.
Oh, that's fuck. Just,
yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, man. So I just carried you in high regard, you know what I mean?
Oh,
so,
yeah. Flattery will get you everywhere.
Yeah, I like this. I like where this is going.
Yeah, I'm coming back for the Patreon.
I'm your friend.
Oh, man.
Oh, God. Before we ever do it, it's fucking cool.
It's a good one.
Wait, you know the show, obviously. You know how it goes. Have you ever been mugged off, Nat, apart from growing up in Perth of Africa?
I listen to the show and I hear every single person come on and talk about every time they'd be mugged off. And I just think it's so fucking bullshit. You can't.
Oh,
here we go. I love this.
You can't,
put him on blast. Who do you think is the most bullshit?
You can't disrespect me. Like, it's impossible to mug me.
So you're saying
off.
That some of these people didn't get a full refund on their warranty?
You can always tell the rich guests why when they're complaining about refunds.
Yeah. And guess what? 6 months out of the warranty, full refund. As I called it.
It in a house with no furniture while we're recording it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm literally frying ants in a sandwich press by accident.
Get some of that formic acid for dinner.
Man, you got it.
It's a low dog act by a low dog man.
So you're impossible to mug off.
You can't mug me off. You know why? Because afterwards, I just convinced myself I deserved it.
Oh, my God. What is this?
Oh, what you're talking about is low self-esteem.
But I carry it well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I carry it with a smile. But like,
this should be a good episode then.
Yeah.
I reckon my most memorable mug off, I reckon, would be I went to David Jones, famous store, David Jones.
Oh, here we go. That was a refund story.
Yeah. So I'm just going to put on my glasses with the fake eyes open.
I went to David Jones and I'm walking through the aisles and I walk past the Ralph Lauren section.
Nice.
And I just find
horsepower.
Yeah. I know the section very well.
So I find like the sweater that I like. It's a nice blue color. I think it looks sick. I'm like, I'm going to get it. Hey?
Like a knit?
Yeah, it's like a knit and sweater.
What season?
Real nice. This would have been about 2015.
Okay.
I would say.
Nice.
Right. So I'm carrying, I pick out the sweater. I take it to I'm like carrying it around, looking for some other shit that I might want to get. And the guy who's attending the store comes up to me and he's just wearing like 3 scarves, like boat shoes, like looks like the worst kind.
Like he's an Aerosmith.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Like his dad was a fucking yacht. Like,
yeah.
And he just comes up to me and he's like, hey, listen, I don't think we've got anything in here that you could afford.
Oh, you think you're one of them.
So I need you. I need you.
To be fair, I get the same treatment.
Yeah,
I've got it a few times.
But you've never seen it as a mug off. You're like, there's a.
I'm like, how did you know?
That was right.
Jerry just walking through David Jones with his pockets turned out.
Can I get a patch to sew into my bindle, please?
So, what did you do?
So I leave the store. Yeah. I'm like, whatever. I don't have to deal with this cunt. Yeah. And then I'll think about it. I'm like, man, this is bullshit. Like, I had the money to fucking pay.
Yeah.
I want the sweat. I want to get it.
Yeah, man.
But I was like, I can't just walk back in there and get the sweater. I've got to make a scene. And this was back on, like, I wasn't dramatic, but, like, I like to think that stuff in movies happen in real life, too.
Oh, you pretty yeah. woman did.
Yeah, I pretty woman did. So I'd just come back from the beach, and I was walking through the city. This was back in Perth, King Street. That's where all the fancy shit is, like Louis Vuitton, Gucci.
Yeah. I'm going to make it after all.
So I went to the Gucci store and asked them for some empty bags, and I just put my wet towels in the empty bag.
Nice. I love this. I love this.
That's very crafty.
Yeah. And I just walked back to the David Jones store, and he was like, I don't
obviously
know
this was before the days of you having to pay 15 cents for a bag.
Yep.
Yeah, you can get the good quality shit free if you ask nice enough. But, like, yeah, I went back to the store, and I just, like, had this big pretty woman moment.
Fuck.
I was just like, fuck you. And then I just bought that sweater right in front of him. And then I fucked it because I pulled out, when I went to put out my card, I put out my Smart Rider, like the version of the Opel card. I was like, oh, yeah, here you go, mate.
Yeah,
like,
I actually own the trains.
I was just like, shit, just I assume because I put so much money in this, I could pay for it on this if I wanted to. I'm that successful.
How much was the sweater?
It was $140.
So it's not even crazy.
No, it wasn't that crazy, no.
For a sweater? Do you have any fucking pairs of Dunlop volleys that is gone?
What, like two?
Like 10.
How much are Dunlop volleys?
$30.
Yeah.
Still.
You're a dog shit at math for a man with a finance degree.
I was going to go to this guy for financial advice. Can you believe that? That's a lot of volleys.
Me walking into Lowe's, just... 10 pairs.
Where's the Big Man aisle?
Throw in a few Hawaiian shirts, why don't you?
Man, well, did he have egg on his face?
Anyway, guys.
Sorry.
He wasn't even there. Like, I had to, he was like in the back doing that stuff. Yeah, exactly. So like I had to get the other lady who was working to like, that, can you get the guy?
Can you get that three scarf come back out here?
Get old Trey scarf come out
here. There's some guy out here with a bag full of wet towels that wants to talk to you.
I think it's trying to pretty woman you, but it's like, his bags are clearly leaking. It's like, not that Gucci's
making,
wet.
Yeah, he's making a huge three-digit purchase out here. I think he wants to sassy about it.
Yeah. I think he's pissed in the bag. It stinks. That's what my opinion is.
Hey, put another scarf on, really show him up.
Who the fuck's wearing three scarves in Perth?
Dude, Perth is so fucking hot.
So hot.
Yeah, unless you're a mic stand for Aerosmith, I don't see why you'd have... That's too many scarves.
Man, when I was in New York, right, I see everyone walking around in scarves, and I'm like, man, fuck that. I'm not wearing a fucking scarf. What are you cunts doing?
Your neck hair is a scarf. So much of it.
Well, you get a little fucking cold on your neck, do you? Fucking grow up.
I don't. There's so much moss on there.
Why don't you get an adult's neck and you'll be fine? Dude, it's so windy there. I got like proper windburn on my neck, and I was like, oh, they're a practical thing.
Take it off. What? These cunts wearing shirts. Don't they have back hair like me? It's fine. Why would you wear one? You look stupid.
What a waste of money buying a shirt. Just grow your back hair.
Came it over.
Yeah, some of us were born with a shirt.
Imagine getting a hairy little weasel.
Yeah, sometimes you have to ask your mum to shave your shirt.
Duggan offered me the shirt off his back. It was just his back. He just gave me his torso. Put that on, man. It'll keep you warm.
I'm passed out drunk on the floor, and people are like, where'd you get this rug?
Oh, they're just vacuuming you.
Fuck, that must happen twice a week.
People see me out in the bush.
Sorry, just pass that on the floor, gag.
People see me out in the bush and dentists want to shoot me, you know?
Yeah.
Bit of safari
That's
gear
what
there.
They were saying, like, when the guy who played Chewbacca, when he was in costume, because it was like, took him such a long time to get it on for like the 1970s. He had like a guy in a high-vis with him the whole time. So every time, they were like, if he goes for a walk and like goes for a piss, hunters are going to shoot him thinking that he's Bigfoot. So like, they had to give him like an entourage the whole time to make sure. Like, so
there's a lot about society that we'd shoot Bigfoot immediately instead of trying to shake his hand, learn his secrets.
Yeah. Also crazy that they've just got hunters on a movie lot.
Yeah, like where are you shooting this thing?
Yeah,
well,
I think they shot it on location.
Yeah, it's like we're talking Endor, like Return of the Jedi.
I mean, the question we should be asking is, was Bigfoot wearing a hoodie? Did he look menacing?
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
You often see Bigfoot sitting on one of those director's chairs.
Yeah, he's yelling into a big cone. Action!
These fucking hunters just walk straight into catering and just wipe the poor guy out.
Hey, any of you cocksuckers want a beer?
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah. I want it. He's got beers hidden in the fucking walls and shit.
He keeps them in the fireplace.
He just taps the fucking drywall twice and one drops in his hand.
I feel like this mic hasn't been on the whole time.
It's coming through.
All right, it is? All right, cool.
I can hear you fine.
Is it because of the laughs?
Might be the laughs.
Yeah.
No, there's laughs. There's actually been a few laughs, actually. So if any viewers want to text in how many laughs they just heard, and like, you know, just keep count. Yeah, I might be winning.
Triple M. All right, that one went straight through to the keeper.
Yeah, didn't expected more out of it, but you know what? I'm not going to stop. I'm never going to stop.
Oh, man.
What do you got for us, Nat?
Man, yeah. Most of my mug-offs I caused myself. Like I caused my own mug-offs. Like, man. I remember I was in high school one time, and. I know what year it was because it was the year that Jason Derulo's Ride and Solo came out.
Nice.
Right. Nice. And I remember hearing this song on a particular weekend, and I had school that Monday, but I remember hearing it on the weekend being like, this is quite possibly the best song I've ever heard. Like,
sure.
It's so sick. And I was like, I need to know the words to this song.
By Monday.
I was like, as soon as possible, I need to learn the words of this song and choreograph a little dance so I can pull it out at recess and march, right?
Oh, boy.
But, like, we didn't have a printer at home, so I was like, I'll wait till RT class on Monday. I had a second period. I was like, I'll print out the lyrics there and I'll take them home, practice, fucking learn the words, come back. By the end of this week, I'll have this down pat, right? Yeah. I go to RT class, pull up the lyrics, go to print, and the fucking printer doesn't work. And I'm just devastated at this point. I'm so fucking upset. And it's like I just keep hitting print, and it's just not working. And I'm like, fuck, I'm going to have to call it quits. Go home. Come back the next day. I'll try again. I've got IT class on Tuesday. I'll do it again. I come into class. I'm like, all right, I'll wait till the end of class to do this. I sit down. I'm getting my computer ready. And the teacher just goes, hey, guys, just before we start the class, someone answer this question for me. Why was there 17 copies of Jason Derulo's Ride and Solo left in the printer overnight?
Ma'am, I can answer that. It was Dylan.
Oh, man. I lied before the finger was pointed at me. Like, I pretended to hate that song for the next 3 years just so no one would get suspicious.
It definitely wouldn't be me because I hate his guts.
Maybe because it fucking slaps, miss. What about that? Did you consider that? All right.
Well, like, looking back on it now and, like, knowing the song now, there's not that many words to the fucking song. Yeah. Like,
something.
Ride Solo. Ride it's solo. So easy.
Yeah. So solo.
It's been a while since I've watched All Mates, but...
Oh, yeah.
It's the title
off
song
in there quite a bit.
Yeah,
man, it's hard. Like when, like people are so in tune with like global warming and the environment, and you know deep down you're responsible for 34 pages at one stage.
I feel like global warming
having Ride and Solo, Jason Derulo.
I'm fucking pissing sweat. Right.
Yeah, you look a bit sweaty, dude.
I'm dying over here, cunt.
You want me to open this door up?
No, I'll just rub my face and Cameron's back here.
I mean, that's fine, dude. Look at that.
It looks like we've all got a sweater in here, mate.
Yeah. Man, I tell you what, I've been watching, listening to a lot of Sky Sports Radio. It fucking rules, man.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing in the world.
UK?
No, it's like...
Australia.
So it's like...
That's a traditional place of my people.
Yeah. And I'm learning a lot about your people, brother. It's like I'm writing a report on them at the end of this week.
Wait, are we talking about the gays or the Irish?
The whites.
The gay Irish. It's like Laurie Daly and Michael Clarke do like The Breakfast Show, and it's all sports. And then, like, Laurie Daly had on Roger Rashid to talk about tennis. And then he starts talking about, like, you know, humidity, like, how much are these players sweating off? Like, how many kilos? And then Roger Rashid's like, oh, you just got to prep a lot, you know. Hopefully it's in the preparation. The players are other professionals. And then Laurie Daly's like, yeah, we got a few guys up in Townsville, like, training for the All-Star game. And, like, jeez, these blokes are losing 2 kilos, you know, after every training session. But, you know, I think we'll do well in the week. Like, he is so used to being on that side of the interview that he can't ask a question. He can only
Just jumping
So it's like he's asked Roger Rashid a question and then answered his... Roger Rashid's answered, but then he's taken that as a question. It's like, yeah, the boys are going to look good for, like, the All-Star game. Because he's coaching, like, the Indigenous All-Stars team. Like, it's just... It's like, what is going on? And then, it just gets better because it just goes fucking full-time racing afterwards. So it's like... It's so good. Like... The guy who hosts it gave us a tip at Canterbury Racecourse like a while ago at a Christmas party, and we all fucking won with this kind of shout out to Dave Stanley. So, but now, like, because, like, one of my bosses listens in, I'm going to try and call in every day just to kind of be like, yeah, just to shout outs to Ned. Just, yeah, Laurie, I don't know if you guys have been sleeping all day. Just a lot of that. You know.
I did that to the Bricky at work. I just got Woodhead to shout him out.
Oh, really?
And he's just like, oh, he fucking loved it. He's like, yeah, he was so happy.
Hey, you can't get Woodhead to shout out the pod then?
Nah, mate, he said doors are closed to
yes, that's true. There might be a back door I could be able to sneak in at the moment.
He said, he ran it by Big Ted at the door and we're not getting in time soon.
Yeah.
I'm the only person who's renovated that building. Like, if I get to talk on a microphone there and then also I renovated that building, I'll be the first cunt to cross over from the trades to the mic. That's a life goal of mine.
It's a pretty big
issue. That and to die before this story goes any longer. Because well, I'm boring myself.
That's the show the ABC needs to make. They need to be like, who's the funniest tradie we have here? Like, let's just, you know, let's give them hype.
Watch him put every one of those cunts out of business.
Oh, yeah.
There's Bricky?
No. Well, the funniest guy I know is a Bricky, but Wellesley the Bricky.
Yeah.
It's fucking so funny.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this segment's called Funny Blokes We Know.
do you guys know him or?
Yeah, text in with your funny bloke, you know.
Oh. I used to know this guy named Matt who was like not much of a looker, like very hideous person to look at just because he didn't look after himself, just had like rotten teeth, like chapped lips. And like whenever you'd go out drinking with him, he'd always invite you like the casino at 1 p.m. on a Monday.
Oh,
you guys want to have beers? And he would just go for beers. And then, like, he just down all these beers, and then he'd just get real quiet after everyone's just had a bit tipsy. And he'd just be like, boys, can I tell you something? I've got the biggest dick you've ever seen.
Oh, I like Matt.
And no girl ever wants to see it.
Aww. Have you seen it? Have you got an eye on this one eye?
I'm willing to take his word for it, but like, fuck you for thinking your dick's God's gift to this earth that you don't have to shower or brush your teeth.
Yeah, man. It's like. You can't just be a pair of tits out there. You know, like, you gotta.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I mean, to some.
It's different for us, brother.
Yeah, but it's like there's no female version of you for old fucking chap lips over here. You know? Like, there's no sicko, disgusting, like desperate, you know, dad bodied female out there.
Oh man.
Probably bold too. You
know? Fuck. Yeah. I had that happen with I was at jiu-jitsu on Thursday, and this guy was like,
oh, how is the Punisher Rashi?
Yeah, it's going good. It's getting put to good use. Don't worry about that. And there's this guy there, and he's like, how much do you weigh? And I was like, oh, 95. But I go, oh, you know, I'm a bit of a fat cunt. And I thought he'd be like, oh, you're not for me. He goes, oh, man, you're not that fat. I'm like, oh, God, fuck.
Oh. Dude, it's happening to all of like we're just not indestructible.
It's not happening to you, cunt. It is. All you do is eat burgers and you're getting skinnier.
Yeah, that might be a more serious issue, perhaps. Like, man, I'm just doing the math, checking out all my friends. It's like it should have gone by now.
Yeah, the burgers you eat go to your hips. The all yazzers go straight to the type 2.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that is.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, that's gonna be fun.
A minute on the lips, a lifetime on the type 2.
Yeah. It's gonna be like a lifetime of pricking myself with a needle. Hey, what's that, man?
Oh, the camera's out.
Got a backup.
Oh, camera 2.
Yeah. Wait for that abrupt.
What's been going on with you, Doug?
Angle change. Man, I've had a pretty uneventful sort of week.
Mm-hmm. Care to elaborate?
No. I did kind of think of a story then, and I immediately forgot it.
Yep.
And you say the drinking is not affecting
you. No, we started. It was the type 2 diabetes rift. It really fucked me up. It was all the thinking about sugar. So the beer in my brain, I'm on a bit of a sugar high. I'm going hyper.
I'll tell you what, bad news today, boy. Like yesterday, fellas. Got to hold my hat here. This is a real. But didn't get the Dexy prescription.
Fuck.
Oh, sorry. Man.
Yeah. Man, how has this not been the fucking lead story?
I'm actually pretty upset about it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not really that. It's like, there's not fun to dunk on. It's like, this is medicine I needed.
Well, it's medicine we all needed.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of people.
It's medicine I wanted.
I mean, it takes a village to go through my Dexy prescription.
Man, I've got like a.
Eat a pinger. Tell me what you think about. Tell me how life is then.
Thank you, Jerry, but I'm not sure even this will cheer me up right now.
Play the wasp thing.
Yeah, come on.
Wait,
yeah,
what? You're charging $7.50 for a fucking ham cheese croissant?
Oh, fucking Jesus wasp. Oh, I know my boy. I know what he likes.
I want to. Can we animate it so like there's a giant wasp chasing him? Oh, geez, giant wasp.
No, but I was going to say, I've got like the questionnaire filled out with the answers you need to.
All right, sick.
You need to get the prescription.
I spoke to my doctor, claimed racism, and I'm getting a bunch of new referrals. And yeah. This time I am going to lie through my teeth.
Oh, did you go in there telling the truth?
Yeah, but it was
rookie
like
mistake.
Under my doctor's instructions. He was like, yeah, don't worry about like, you know. Because I was like, I think I used the marijuana to kind of like self-medicate. He's like, oh yeah, that is for sure. And I was like, ah, should I say that? He's like, yeah, absolutely. And I'm like,
you go in there talking about drugs, want more drugs? I'm like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I found out recently like Dexys and weed, if you combine them together, you take them at the same time, you can cause psychosis.
Yeah, that's what true. It is. Yeah, I learned that too. I was like, I kept being like, Dr. Eunice, I'm willing to take that shot. Please. Please, brother. I need this.
Patient zero.
Ugh, psychosis, please. It's like I haven't been in psychosis for 7 years. This podcast doesn't exist outside of my own brain. Like one day I'm just going to wake up in like just a quiet room with like an elderly woman that's actually my mom.
Oh, man, this is going to be like Shutter Island. You come to and everyone's just like, hey, are you still on a podcast, Jazz?
You know what? YouTube keeps trying to suggest to me like the ending of Shutter Island Explained. And I'm like, what fucking idiot needs the ending of a Shutter Island Explained to them? You fuck. Anyway, yeah, I'm gonna check out the first 5 minutes.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah, is it a bad thing to die a horrible man or to live a life knowing you're Fatty Vaughton? flashback out.
Oh man, that would be so sick. I like to think I was Fatty Vaughton in a previous life.
Mm.
God,
who was he?
I want to say
Jesus, Muhammad.
Yeah, or like Pontius Pilate.
Yeah. Okay.
Was he a good one or is he a bad one?
He's a bad guy. Killed Jesus.
Oh, no, he was a bad guy.
He killed Jesus.
Yeah.
That's not Fatty Vaughton. He is Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, he was Jesus.
I'll tell you what he is. He's the other bloke he's one of the other two guys on the crucifix getting the most laughs.
head bobble on the cross.
I mean, whatever, you know. We're all going to heaven. Oh, what happened to him? He's going. Oh, mate. Tell you what.
Yeah, he was the third one to get put up. And it's like, oh, you've nailed that bloke.
Yeah. What did you do, man? They caught me cracking a fat.
What else you got for us, Nat?
Oh, yeah. Man.
The well is dry, Cameron.
No.
Just like the one in your village. We don't have to. We can cut that out.
No. Keep it in. I want to show you all for your true colors.
Yeah, that's true.
This is something I remember recently. I was just told my housemate this the other day, actually. But I just remember having to do like this gig in regional WA like ages ago during Mental Health Awareness Month. And it was like a mining, farming town. And a lot of the men in the area had been committing suicide.
Yep. Yeah.
And so ever been down a mine, mate?
Me? Nah. You?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Where?
Newcastle.
Right.
Oh, wow.
What kind of mine?
Steel Coal. City, baby.
Coal?
Coal mine.
Man.
I wanted to kill myself. Yeah. So.
You were just down there as the canary, though, weren't you? Just down there squealing. Get out, boys.
They strapped dynamite to my front and just said, run. We need to blow out this spy for lunch.
Aye, aye, Captain.
So it was like, they were like, we'll organise a stand-up comedy night to cheer the blokes up.
Yeah. It's often the case.
That's what they want after a 12-hour shift. Yeah. So like, you guys, how fucked is public transport, huh?
Yeah. We want to see a guy who probably votes Greens trying to tell us what's funny. Like, oh, these guys are going
to
kill
you. So like, we drive like 8 hours to this gig and it's held in like the shed where they keep the fire trucks. They've just emptied out the trucks and it's just 150 seats put out.
Yeah.
There's a stage. It's all good. It's 150 men.
Yep.
One woman, the skimpy they hired to work the bar.
Nice.
Right.
Nice.
And so we're like, we get there and the guy who organizes is like, all right, boys, this is what we're going to do, right? First, we have the seminar about mental health.
That's not good. No.
All right, then you boys will jump up. You do your thing. And afterwards, we've got a pig on the spit. We've got a barbecue. We're going to have a feast afterwards, all right?
You do your thing.
You get up there, spin your wheels a bit.
Come on, mate.
So I'm like, we're outside this shed, just like they're having this massive 45-hour-long seminar. But the gist of it just being like, don't fucking kill yourself.
Please, please.
Facts. Like,
and then straight afterwards, they were like, oh, yeah, all right, guys, we've got the comedy coming up. Here's a comedian. Start. There we go. As soon as they said that, everyone just stood up, went to the back, cracked open a beer and just started chatting amongst themselves.
Jesus Christ.
Like 150 seats put out, 10 of them were filled.
Oh.
And like all 10 were just like big Lawrence Mooney fans that had just like seen him like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because he'd come to the town.
It's like.
Wait, was Lawrence Mooney on the gig?
Nah. No, they just like, that was the only comedy they'd ever been to.
Yeah,
they're like,
right.
This will be like that.
Just the 10 saddest cunts in that room.
Was it when the Sex Pistols performed? It was like only the 13 people, but all 13 of those people became like
members of the Clash.
Yeah.
Simply Red was there.
Yeah, like everyone there. Like it's like that at Nat's thing, except instead of starting a band, those miners all committed suicide.
We're going to the pig on the spit, boys. You want to live longer.
Wait, the fucking story hasn't finished.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck me, sorry.
What are you doing,
come
brother?
On, mate, relax, it's not over yet.
I'm in a fucking sauna is what I'm doing.
So we get up onto the stage. We do our thing. We fit to fucking no one. Get off stage. We're having the barbecue, the pig on the spit. We're just eating. We're talking to the guy who organized it. And we're just like, yeah, like, did you not tell the people that, you know, there was going to be comedy on? Like, why didn't they sit down while they're just sitting up the back? And he was like, look, we told people about the comedy, but they weren't very keen. So we just, but we did tell them that there would be a veggie show that the stripper would do.
So that's what they're waiting for.
Nice.
There'd be a veggie show that the skimpy would do afterwards.
A veggie show?
You know, phallically shaped veggies.
Yep, sure.
You know,
sure. Yep. Just wanted to make
and so we're like, oh, right, okay. So that's why everyone just kind of stuck around and hung out the back. They're like, oh, fuck, all right, whatever, okay. And then we finish eating and the guy who organized it just starts rounding everybody up. He's like, all right, guys, night's over. Everybody go home. You guys got to leave. And everybody's just like, wait, what? What about the veggie show? And the guy's just like, no. We only said that so you'd stick around for the comedy.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh,
and
man.
I've never seen like a room full of men who'd just been told not to kill themselves, want to kill themselves more.
Yeah.
It was so upsetting.
Fuck. Could you imagine if one of you guys had to carpool with one of those dudes? I mean, I didn't know either, dude. I was keen to see the veggie show myself.
It's like, if anything, I was the only one in there who got fucked.
Yeah, really. What's been going on with you, Jerry? Other than
funny you say that, I've got a review to read.
Of the pod.
Yeah, I thought I'd forget.
Oh, this should take up about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Dear the mug off.
I think they're talking about us.
Well, grow up, Cameron. Massive shout out to the three of the funniest. No, this is from Angus Younger, mugged off on the regular 5 stars. Massive shout out to the three of the funniest lads. Having some pisso conversations with great guests. 2020 to 21 has been the year of a podcast discovery for me, and this is a top of the best I've listened to. Grouse Blokes behind the mic as well. Thumbs up.
Oh, hell yeah. Grouse Blokes behind the mic. Have we worked with this cunt?
Not.
Probably. He probably works on a job site.
That's nice.
It's the one guy that's recognized me in public from this podcast, I just assumed I worked like... I was like trying to picture him in a hi-vis when he was staring at me, being like, all right, was it shop fitting, carpentry, landscaping? How do we know each other?
That's going to be the day I quit. What? If I'm on a building site and I hear someone say, you have to listen to this podcast, that's the day I fucking I'm just going to get throw the tool belt in the bin and just walk home straight away. And be like, no, it's time. It's time.
I like that in your fantasy, someone recommends this podcast to you.
To me, but they don't know I'm on it.
But they don't recognize your voice. They're such a big fan of the podcast, but they don't even recognize your voice.
I don't care if they're like trashing me either. They're like, I like these other two guys, but this is good. It doesn't matter. If they recommend it in front of me.
He does his radio voice for the show, and then off air he's like, hello.
Where would you like this timber put?
Up my clocker. Yeah, I got nothing.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up though. No one cares.
Can I just hear the wasp one more? Like, the wasp is so good.
You're charging $7.50 for a fucking ham cheese croissant. Oh, fucking Jesus wasp.
it sounds like it's chasing him. Like, can we
should explain that that is a wasp flying into his mouth.
Yeah. It's a video we found of a podcast where a wasp goes into someone's mouth.
Yeah. Yep.
And I grabbed a soundbite of it.
Oh. I'm trying not to cry. That was like, I love it so, like, let's have a bit of fun with that in the studio, because I want to get like, and he's like, Jesus Christ, fucking wasp. Can we like, can we make a sound effect of 1,000 wasps chasing him? And then like him running?
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Jamie.
Thank you, Jamie.
We might pull up the stumps there, lads. What are you got, anything you want to plug, Nat?
Here we go.
Have you got a rocket to take us out?
A rocket?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
A rocket? What do you mean by a rocket?
Just something funny.
Yeah, something you want to get off your chest before you want to go. Like, if there's anything you wanted to talk about that you hadn't, like...
Oh, man. Oh, like, I bought a chest of drawers the other day. And
here we go.
I just moved house and I needed a chest of drawers. And I went and found one on Facebook Marketplace. And they had the measurements on, but I didn't pay too close attention to them. And I was like, oh, this will be fine. Like, roughly 177 centimetres. How big could that be?
This guy's measuring. Jerry, when I was at TAFE and someone was like, we don't measure in centimetres. Otherwise, you're making hats. You're not making houses. He's like, hat makers use centimetres. We use mate. Sorry, I went back to like Metabank TAFE. Mr. Finlay, you won.
But like, yeah, I went and picked this up and I was like, I'll just get an Uber XL. This will fit. Went and saw this cunt and I was like, fuck, this is not going to fit. Uber driver's like, this isn't fitting. And he just like took off. And I was like, what the fuck am I going to do? My only option, I had to call like a maxi taxi, like one of the big fucking vans.
Yeah.
Called the cunt up. He rocks up and it's just like this Pakistani, like full get up, full outfit, little hat.
Lovely.
And I'm just like, he's just like, and I'm just there with a friend of mine. And he's like, oh, it's just the two of you. This is a 12-seater. Why would you book this? And we just point to the chest of drawers. It's like, you fucking cunts.
Yeah, buddy.
And we're like, we're picking this up in Marrickville. We load it up. He's got like the wheelchair thing. He's picked it up with that. We load it up. And we take off. And he's just like, we're driving through Newtown. And he's like, oh, yeah, you know, it starts talking about gay people for some reason. He's like, no. Oh, you can never tell. Like, you can never tell around this area, can you?
Oh. So you're sitting in the back kissing your mate.
Sorry, the friend you're with, it's like a dude as well?
Yeah, yep. He's a dude, right? Yep, and then it's just like, and then he starts talking to me about the chest of drawers. And I'm like, oh, you know, I just really need it. He's like, yeah, well, you know, when you need something, it exceeds all value, monetary value of money. And then the guy that was helping me move it, he was like, yeah, the only truly valuable thing in life is love. And I'm like, that's the gayest shit I've ever. And the driver just goes, are you boys in love?
Hey, what, with each other or?
Yeah, it was like, you boys in love with it. And it's like, oh, yeah, no. Just, you know, we're just.
If you were in that cab, if you're with me, I hold your hand, I look you right in the eye, and I go, I mean, I don't want to, hopefully, you know, I don't want to.
We're not putting labels on it just yet.
We're new, about 3 months, you know.
And he was just like, he said, oh, you know, I'm in love. He's like, I'm in love. I've got my wife, but you know, I'm a Muslim, so I can have plenty of wives. I actually had this woman on the phone the other day that I was potentially going to marry as my second wife.
Wow.
And he's like, yeah, you know, you guys get telemarketer calls? You guys get telemarketers? And he's like, yeah, I had this telemarketer call me up and he was like, you know, we want to sell you this blah, 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 this business, this service, whatever. And it's like, I hate it when they do that. And my friend told me that the best thing to do is just to speak in another language. So I speak Urdu. And it was like, oh, so I just started speaking Urdu to this guy and he just hung up the phone. And then 2 weeks later, he gets a phone call from the same company and a woman answers the phone and she's like, hey, I've been hired because I speak Urdu and I know you speak Urdu.
Oh, no.
And just absolutely set this bloke up. And he's just like telling us all this tales about like, he just keeps calling him like every week and he just keeps telling, I'm in a mosque. I can't talk right now.
I'm start using that one.
I can't talk, I'm in a mosque.
I'm in a mosque in that.
Yeah, I'm in a mosque there.
In a mosque, in it. I'm in a mosque, in it, can't talk.
Yeah, bruv.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, she just kept calling him up. It's like, oh, you know, and then we just had built like a bit of a rapport going with this woman. And then she just... How many beers have I had?
You're telling me.
I think one and a half.
I mean, here or were you drinking from a vat before you came?
No. So eventually he just ended up telling her, like, he was just like, oh, I just pretended that I couldn't speak English so that you'd hang up. And she was like, oh, yeah, that's fair enough. I won't tell anybody else. This will be the end, right?
Yeah.
Week later, he gets a phone call, same company. And he's like, fuck. What do I do now? And he's like, boys, I'm telling you, this is what you got to do if you ever get a telemarketer call now. You just speak to them in a gay voice and pretend you're gay. And they'll immediately hang up the phone. And then he started doing an impression of like his gay voice to the telemarketer. And it was just a Pakistani accent. Like there was no gayness to it whatsoever.
I thought you were
going to
say you're speaking Urdu. Oh shit, a wasp! Dude!
How good were those reflexes?
You just whacked that wasp!
So you just got out of the cab and
Well, I've just spoken to a fucking idiot.
That's what I've turned to my mate. That fucking nerd cunt. So now you wanna plug this show? You got a little show going
on
now?
Yeah, I've got a little podcast of my own, housewarming podcast. You can find it on Spotify and iTunes, just about your shitty share houses, dodgy housemates you might have. Just yeah.
Duggan's the oldest person in his share house.
Are you?
Man, you guys should.
Yeah,
have,
I think so. Actually,
should have him on.
Yeah, man. How are you still in share houses? How old are you?
Oh man, this is great.
All right. Whoa!
This is a grim end to the podcast.
This is
what?
Not
on.
Yeah, I'm still in share houses.
Oh man,
33 is the answer.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, like that's the point of this podcast, you know. You're having to rent.
It's 33 in Sydney, though.
Yeah, no, listen, fuck that. Like, I'm on your side.
Yeah,
there. You know,
maybe you wouldn't be if you weren't such a nose nerd.
That's not true.
Yeah, come on.
Oh man, you're a Sydney 33, but a Perth 26.
Listen, yeah. I might not be able to get the Dexys, but this cunt still has a shot. You know, like we can't be talking about nose beers with him. Like, you know, I'll be Jesus when it comes to the. Come on. Yeah.
Housewarming podcast.
Housewarming podcast, yeah.
Are you doing any solo shows or anything like that?
Yeah,
are
you doing anything for the festivals?
Look, I haven't locked anything in, so I can't say anything about that. Ooh. Just yet. But potentially Sydney Comedy Festival, Nat Demeanor, Bust a Nat, that's what the show is going to be called.
Nice.
Thanks so much for coming in, Nat. We love you. Thanks for listening. Sign up to the Patreon.
Yeah, if you like the show, leave us a 5-star review. Read it out in the show. Like and subscribe on iTunes. Yeah. Listen on Spotify.
Oh, also,
follow us on MugOf69 Instagram.
Surely the Patreon fans, if you want to sign up to the Patreon, they'll probably get first dibs on the merch that's coming
out.
Oh,
yeah. We've got our first ever run of t-shirts. It should be out by the end of the month.
Limited numbers.
Limited edition. Mm-hmm. They go to Patreon subscribers first.
They get first dibs at them and then whatever's left. It's like, guess what? There's not 12,000 Patreon subscribers, so there's still a shot.
And we know our audience and they're all XXXL.
Yeah. It's like, we understand that your partners don't want one for Christmas or Valentine's Day.
You
or
do your big rig and that's why you're going to buy one.
Exactly. Yeah, man. Because you're a guy of the same shape as Nick Carr and we love you.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Peace. Always
feel I had to let her pass.
Baby.